I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie.
Once again, back, it's the incredible, that's No Hooks for the Hip Hop Chronicles here at WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Jared Ball, my man DJ Mike Nice is on the other side of the glass. We got Professor David Barney in with us. And joining us now is Dr. Kemet Shockley, Morgan State University professor in the Education Department. Welcome to the show, my man.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Brother Jared.
So, there's a lot we could talk with you about. You are one of the leading voices in African-centered education in this country and in the world, in fact. And one day we'll come back and deal with that more specifically. But you had the idea a couple weeks ago that we should convene a town hall here on campus that we did last week on police terrorism. The title of which sparked an interesting conversation. We could maybe talk about that for a minute. But I wanted to initially just get you to talk about why you thought it was important that we do that. And then let's talk a little bit about what you thought, about what you thought about how it went.
Right.
Enough for me to say, right?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that had been bothering me is when I start thinking about the fact that Baltimore represents just one of the places where the police have had their way with killing black people. And in this case, I always say that one of the worst cases of it was with Trayvon Martin, because you had just an individual who decided that it was time for Trayvon Martin to die. Not a police officer, just some old guy in the neighborhood. But when I saw what happened here, and I thought about what it would be like to be laying in the street and have somebody crack your neck in three places and then turn that into an interesting conversation, I got to thinking about how people his age, some of our students, and some even younger than him, on our campus must think about this when I myself wanted to go throw a bomb through a window. And I'm much older than our students. So I can only imagine how you'd feel when you have unchained anger. And I understand completely why they were so upset. So I wanted to have an opportunity, offer an opportunity for our young people. And I knew who to call. I called Dr. Ball to help me put that together, because I work with the grad students. It's a little different. But one of the things I want to do is to give our young people a chance to sort of talk about what they were feeling in relation to these recent happenings.
I mean, you're right on point. I know Professor Barney has undergrads that he teaches, as I do, and it's an unavoidable topic. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling out there. So you were right on point with that. And by the way, you know, it's interesting to note that George Zimmerman, the man who killed Trayvon Martin, was himself shot at Monday and wounded, I think, indirectly by some glass that was shot through the car in some road rage incident. Anyway, I'm not going to say much more about that. People have been getting fired for their social media responses to what has been happening to him and to the cops that were killed in Mississippi. Yeah. In fact, one sister lost her job for being on social media and happily expressing her happiness over the killings of the two officers in Mississippi this past week. So I want to be, you know, measured in my responses here. Not that I have that same sentiment as she did, but in seeing the George Zimmerman piece, I couldn't help but have a certain reaction. You know, like the violence you keep bringing into the world, you apparently can't escape even in your I don't anyway. I'm glad you called for that town hall, and I think it went very well. And we had I think a good turnout in terms of students. And then we also got some faculty involvement
and a star came.
And we even got star power. You know, MK Asante, our local star here at Morgan State University, came through with Talib Kweli,
right?
And he was happy to participate, and we appreciated that. We also had a lot of folks who were active in the community here, who are long-standing activists, come through, and that was what I had hoped would happen, that the young people who had stuff to say could meet seasoned veteran activists, etc., and so forth. So, I mean, you know, how do you feel about the event, and particularly this issue that came up around why it was titled police terrorism? I think that was a very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't expect any conversation about that or the title. I thought people would understand why we titled it that. But I think that we have unfortunately been trained to major in the minors and minor in the majors. Mm-hmm. Our way of thinking sometimes is demonstrative of the processes that have happened to us. We, instead of thinking about the larger issues related to how we've been brainwashed and turned against ourselves, at the very beginning of that program, I asked two people to come help me with something, and I did a demonstration of how this system is really like a sexy woman who's no good for you, right? If you engage with her you know, in any way, you're going to lose, even though it might feel good. Mm. So one of the things that I've tried to sort of talk to people about in audiences that I have had is the fact that we cannot turn ourselves into a group of people who are only reactionary to the system of white supremacy. That's not going to cut it. What we have to be able to do is to be proactive and build, and really build the thing they took from us that is the most valuable, and that's our culture. To get back to being who we are and not being a group of people that they've turned us into. I wrote an article recently on hip-hop, and in that article I talk about words B-I-T-C-H-H-O and N-I-G-G-A, and talking about how they've made those words in many ways synonymous with black culture. And
as they did with the uprisings here, with thug and hooligan.
Right. Now, some new, sort of all relatively new, and now thug and this kind of thing. And then I understand the principal recently who was calling some students goobers or something like that. And then the young people were leaving the auditorium, and she started calling them names. And then she said, "Look at all the black people leaving," and this kind of thing. And it's some unpopular story currently. But, you know, we're facing a lot of issues right now. I think what we have to do is to not allow them to get us caught up in the idea of responding to them. We need to respond. And I think that the young people in Baltimore did a good job in their response in many ways. But I think that we can't let ourselves get caught up in the Burr Rabbit syndrome where we're beating up the tar baby and then actually in the process of beating him up end up attached to him. Our job is not to be attached to this system in fighting it or not fighting it. Our job is to pick up where our ancestors left off and to rebuild that. It's not as sexy, but it's what we need to do.
So we're going to take a break and come right back with more on No Hooks for Hip Hop Chronicles here at WEAA 88.9 FM with Dr. Kemet Shockley, my colleague, Professor David Barney, and my main man, DJ Mike Nice. We're going to continue this conversation in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Peace, if you're willing to fight for it.